The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
You know who it is, it's Royce Lovett. You're listening to DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show, all right?
What's going on? It's Marty.
And Fernie.
And we're Social Club. Yes. And you're tuned in to
the Reverb Live Show
with DJ Rain.
Hey, it's Jessica Reedy, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Wow, what's good? This your boy, D1. And right now, you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. You feel me?
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Aaron Cole, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Everybody, this is your man Fred Hammond. You're listening to my man DJ Rain right here on the Reverb Live Show.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what up? What is your boy Bizzle with God Over Money, and you are now listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man.
What's good, family? I had to do my ho-ho's. It's Christmas season. But anyway, what's good, family? This is Tracy, the professor, and you are tuned in to the Reverb Live Show, the syndicated talk show playing the best in Christian hip-hop, urban gospel music, giving you the latest in news, interviews, laughter, and much, 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 much more. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Reverb Live Show right here, right now on this station, or checking out our podcast. But you know what? You've got to check out our live show. The live show airs every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. During the live show, you can post your comments and we will read them live on the air, making you a part of the show. Now, checking in is so easy. All you have to do is leave your comment on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and we will read your comment live on the air, making you a part of the show. So now listen up. We have a great show lined up for you. Now when we come back, we're going to really turn up. But in the meantime, enjoy some music. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
That gives you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Don't worry, just laying down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, he will make your heavy light. Don't worry at all, worry at all. Love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright.
I'm aware I ain't got the shoulders for the burdens I'm bearing. Broke down and pulling over by the wayside. Was never made for this type of week, so I throw my hands up and my load gets lighter. I throw my hands up and then burn like fire. Float up to heaven like the smoke in the air. I flip my worries in the prayer, leave them right there.
Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Right on time, 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 right on time
plus size. If you can see him through God's eyes. If you can only see him through God's eyes. Yeah. I know you probably seen God's size. If you can see him through God's eyes. Yeah. He's right on time. Right on time.
Just lay it down. It's not your fight. It'll be alright.
Urban Gospel Show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, reverb,
to me, my flesh is so good. So, Lord, please turn up your effect.
Good family, welcome to another episode of the Reverb Live Show. This is your girl Tracy the Professor. Our homeboy DJ Rain is out, but don't worry, we have an amazing show lined up for you. And you know, I'm not doing this all by myself. We have a homeboy, King D3, is in the building. King D, what's good, boss?
What's happening? What's happening, man? We got a shout out. Of course, we got a shout out DJ Rain, man, and shout out to Professor T coming in hot. And most definitely, we shouting out y'all listening under the sound of our voice and those of y'all that came in second. Man, it is a crazy thing to come in second. But the only time that it is not crazy is when you come in second to God, man, who joined the show moments before you did and moments before I did. You know, one thing is beautiful about God is that he knows us. He knows us in so many different ways and some of our very personal ways. Why do I say that? I say that because I had the opportunity to be celebrated on my birthday by somebody who knows me. That somebody would be my wife. It is necessary to shout her out because during my birthday, we had a wonderful time. And it was a wonderful time that she organized. And I want to say the reason I'm shouting her out is because it is a beautiful thing when you can tell someone nothing. You know, you don't. That person that comes and celebrates you and you don't necessarily say, hey, I want this or I want this gift or anything specific, but yet and still everything that is done seems specific. And so I want to encourage all of us out there who have those people that are able to celebrate us and to know us, not just generally, but specifically, to embrace them, man. Rather, it could be a best friend. It could be a sibling. It could be a parent, it could be a spouse, it could be whomever, the girlfriend, the boyfriend, whomever it is, man. I want to encourage us to embrace those people and not only to embrace them, but to be those people to others. Yep. So shout out to my wife, man, for being that for me during a time where it was much needed, man.
Now, I'm going to fight you.
Because you going to get me again?
Yes. You know why I'm going to fight you?
What's that?
Because you saying, oh, you know, I want to give a shout out to my wife. I want to give a shout out to my wife. Who is your wife? You didn't even tell us who your wife is. What is her name? Tell right. the people to, you know, make sure y'all give her a high five when y'all see her.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
You're right. Okay. Listen, man, shout out to my wife, Ashria Andre, man, whose name is worthy of being said over the airwaves. And shout out to Professor T for holding me accountable consistently in that way, man. It's a beautiful thing. So, yeah, shout out to her. Y'all, if y'all, you know, see her anywhere out, y'all find her on my social media, man. Make sure y'all big up. She deserves it.
Yes, that girl is a boss.
Yes,
okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, man, listen, this is the holiday season. You see, I came in with my ho, 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 you know, hey, 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 you know, Merry Christmas. You know, I'm very much so in the Christmas spirit. But I want to encourage all of our people out there to think about those delivery guys, to think about and consider those people who are the postal workers, delivery folks, the trash men, trash folks, those people who are service workers that they're not really getting time off. Their only off time is, you know, after the holidays is over, probably in a month or so. They don't really have no real time off. So like over the last holiday we had, my trash guys usually come by like during the daytime. Well, this particular day they didn't come, you know, in time. Next thing I know, it's like 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night. I hear the truck coming through. I'm like, oh it's the trash truck.
Yeah.
So I go outside, it's pitch black, and I'm like, dang, y'all usually come out earlier. Y'all route got longer. You just have to double up the route because of all of the traffic and holiday stuff. And they say, nah, man, you know, and it's only two guys working, the same two guys that do it every time, every week. They said, no, you know, well, one day our truck broke down.
Dang.
And then they had to wait for the next truck to come. And when they waited for the next truck to come, then that tire blew out on that truck. Then they had to wait for that truck to come in. And then they had to finish out their routes. And so they ended up still coming and finishing out whatever route that was that they normally do on my trash day. Well, I was like, wow. Now, I already had in mind that I wanted to give them a little tip or something because it's the holiday season.
God bless you, T.
I already had it in my mind, but when I heard the truck, I said, oh, that's them. You know, let me run from outside. Then I said, wait a minute. It's so late. What are y'all doing here this late? They didn't say, no, you know what, let's save this route for another day, or let's save this, what we have to do for tomorrow, or let's save it
let's
till
not
after
do it at
the
all.
Holidays. Right. Yeah, let's save it till later on. No, they didn't do that. They said, bruh, what you want to do? I'm just go ahead and knock it out. And that's what they did. And so, y'all, I want y'all to think about these folks. They have families, too. They have stuff that they want to do. They want to get holiday shopping going. They want to get orders in. They want to do all of these things as well. And they're not, of course, you know, work is down. Laborers are out. You know, a lot of laborers are down or out or whatnot. So think about these people who do show up to work, y'all. Think about those folks who serve you in different ways. And give them a tip. You know, think about them and say, okay, let me leave a gift for them at the mailbox if it's the post office worker or something. Just think about the people, y'all. I'm just saying.
Yeah, salute. And mention the thing about, I would have never thought about actual something going on with the truck. That's never crossed my mind.
Me either. But it was so out of the blue, out of the ordinary that they were there at like 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What is going on? I mean, it still was by God's design, because I still had in my mind I wanted to get them a little something. But at the same time, it was just like, man, look at the heart of these guys who didn't say, let me just push it to the side. And you know what? They're not getting paid nothing extra.
Right.
You know, they're not getting, you know, no double time, triple time.
Right.
They got to finish their route. You know? So I'm just saying, y'all. Anyway, y'all, we have a great show lined up for you today. We have a question of the day, which is going to be like, what is your past Christmas moments? We also have some Christmas dad jokes, if you can, coming up, and some dope music. Y'all, this is the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Understand something.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
I see you.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah.
Most importantly, he see you. Yeah.
Maybe you've been overflowing.
Yeah.
Or maybe you've been going through storms.
Yeah.
I don't know how your week been going. Sunday morning,
yeah.
I hope this feel like a service. I hope this feel like a sermon. We pray to God for the sermon. Then we get lit on the serpent. Every day I'm out here working. Every day I get my word in. I might be down, but I ain't stand down. And that's just the way my faith working. Even though I might be looking down, don't you know the head turn around? Don't you know if he tell us through him, peace be still, it won't make a sound? Don't you know that our POP is G-O-D, and he'll hold it down? Yeah. And if you didn't know it, you know it now. On this day, I declare your bills paid.
Yeah.
On this day, I rebuke your sick days.
Yeah, yeah.
On this day, many ways have been made.
Yeah, yeah.
In all things, I pray in Jesus' name. Cause maybe you've been overflowing.
Yeah.
Or maybe you've been going through storms.
Yeah.
I don't know how your week's been going. But I hope this feels like Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I said, I hope this
feels
like Sunday morning. Breakthrough that you pray for, season that you pray for. Even if it ain't yours, keep faith.
Even when it ain't your season, you gotta have faith to know that your breakthrough could be right around the corner, you feel me?
I said I feel a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Tell me, do you feel a breakthrough?
Yeah.
I said I feel a breakthrough. Tell me, do you feel a breakthrough?
Hold up, no music real quick. Let's feel that presence real quick.
I said I feel a breakthrough.
No music.
Yeah. Tell me, do you feel a breakthrough?
In the name of Jesus, Jesus, I call your name.
Tell me, do you feel a breakthrough?
Yeah.
I said, I hope this feel like a breakthrough. Hope it feel like when he saved you. Hope you know when he saved you, he had no plan to forsake you. Know you're walking with an angel. It ain't nothing that you can't do. He won't show you what his name do, but it take you to the tangle. I hope this feel like a Christmas day. Hope it feel like you just wanna give away. I hope this feel like the long shift from the job when it's time to end your day. I hope this feel like a Sunday. Hope you know he coming back one day.
You should never have your head down unless you pray, you feel me?
When you are weak,
flowing.
Yeah.
Or maybe you've been going through storms.
Yeah.
I don't know how your week been going, but I hope this feels like Sunday morning.
I said, I hope this feels like Sunday morning. I hope this feels as good as a Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Yeah. I said, I hope this feels like Sunday morning.
Interviews and laughter. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
They're not ready for this one.
Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your 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 Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand.
What's good, family? This is your girl, Master Minister Tracy.
And King D3.
And you are tuned in to the Reverb Live Show. Y'all, we have a dope show lined up for you today. But before we do anything else, like King D, he likes to give a shout out to God. Let's give a shout out to the Word of God.
Right, salute.
Well, anyway, y'all. So the word of the day is coming from the Song of Songs, or Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 4. Before I read this reword word of the day, we want to encourage all of our listeners out there to read at least one scripture verse a day.
Just one.
All right. So anyway, y'all know it's the holiday season, and usually during holiday season, it's cuffing season.
Right.
You know, people are just like, you know, let me help her try to find me a boo. They don't signed up for like 20 apps, dating apps, when they only own like one or two.
Right.
Not me. I didn't do that. But okay. I am on dating apps. But anyway, so it's cuffing season. So sometimes you may just be willing to settle for anything out there, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But the word right here in Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 4, it says, daughters of Jerusalem. And this also means for brothers and sons as well. So
okay.
This is just what is being said here, but it applies to both male and female. I charge you, do not arouse or awaken love until it's time. Until it's so desires. Not yet, y'all.
Right.
Because you can get yourself in a world of trouble right now by settling or making a tough decision, a quick decision like Esau did. Like, he was willing to sell his whole birthright just to get some soup. And so, yeah, we don't want you to sell nothing that God has for you just to scratch your itch. Make sure that you are doing everything that you can do to guard your heart. And this could be something for married couples as well. There are a lot of married couples who you may be longing for this, but you may not even be receiving that type of intimacy, and you start seeking it somewhere else. You guys, make sure that you keep everything lined up with what God's word says. And this is also for our youth as well. Because, you know, sometimes our youth, you know, you hear some songs, ba-da-da-do, boot up, and you think now it's time to arouse and awaken up love. It is not time. That is the song, and it is not your season, though. All right? So wait, wait until it's time. Wait till God opens that door for you. Wait till God puts you in that position, and then you can awaken the love that's necessary. But until then, the only love you need is from your parents, your brothers, sisters, cousin, and the body of Christ. That's it. That's it, y'all. That's
it. We hear you, T.
Don't wake it up. Don't wake it up, because I'm telling you, the thing wake up is like the sleeping, the giant. What's the giant? Jack and the Beanstalk. He went up there. He don't wake the giant up, because when the giant get up, he feet five, four, five.
That's real.
You know, he trying to, all right. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying, read between the lines.
And if we were to kind of talk about the dangers of waking it up, it's like, well, what's wrong with love?
There's nothing wrong with love. It is the arousal part of the love. This is why it says don't arouse or awaken that place in your heart that may call for or desire something that married people should be a part of, be experiencing. Married people.
Emphasis T.
Yes, I'm emphasizing married people and not three people, four people in a marriage, because there are some married people who are crazy. They say, hey, we married, you know, but we're open marriage, or hey, we're married, but you know, we want to invite you into that same space, or this person is, no, don't do it. what's the little TikTok? Don't do it, y'all. See, y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't be Netflixing and chilling. All right, cool. All right, so when we come back, y'all, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to deal with this question that we have on the table today, which is, this is Christmas season, but think back over your Christmas years, all the years that you've been on the earth, that the Lord has allowed you to be here. What has been some memorable Christmas moments in your life? All right, y'all. And we also have some Christmas dad jokes. All right, keep it locked. It's the Reverb Live Show.
I'm not ashamed, I ain't going anywhere. Can somebody ever get it confused?
Can't get enough of the Reverb Live Show? Listen to our podcast, available on ReverbLiveShow.com and on iTunes.
Girl, you're like candy, coated rain, drop. Feel like it's candy rain in 95 inside my ride. Here we go. You made me feel like it's candy rain in 95 inside my ride. Like, here we go. Remember back when we said we were friends, nobody believed us, they saw what we did. Do you remember back when I would call to see you, even though I know you're busy, you'd always say you were free. Do you remember back when you said that we wouldn't have it, cause you never been into rappers? Ooh, that's when I knew I had to have you. Do you remember back when we were playing with it then, but now we so deep that I gotta learn to swim? Girl, you're like candy, coated rain, drop. Candy, coated rain, drop. Candy, coated rain,
drop, drop your light candy. Golden rain, drop, drop, drop. You make me feel like it's candy rain in 95. Inside my ride. Here we go, you make me feel like it's candy rain in 95. Nostalgia inside my ride, yeah. Like here we go, yeah. Thinking about before you say yes, before we did the flowers in the dress. We would stay up all night, talk so long, had to take an intermission just to find an outlet. Go bed at 4, woke up at 6. When I put the cream in the coffee, I fix. I'm thinking about everything cool, when love is brand new. Rather have no sleep than have no you. Ooh, it's kinda weird how when you really, really, really care, you gotta act like you don't really care. I think rejection is our biggest fear. Scared of commitment, I couldn't make a decision, but that's when I brought it to prayer. God was like, yeah, I was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, don't start acting weird. Listen, I made a checklist of all the things I like about you. Girl, you had a light about you, you emotionally healthy. Look, I checked through your IG page and you ain't had one selfie. Ooh, you mysterious, girl, I like that. Got a bad body, never advertise that. Guess your confidence don't never come from where them likes at. All my homies said, where you find that? I'm like, amen, I found it in church. Why you still chasing them shorties at twerk? Man, that don't work. When I wrote that verse and curious, you were the one who inspired it. Look at me now, you got this player to take off his jersey, retire it. Drop, 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 yeah. Candy, hey. Cold it, hey. Rain. Drop, drop, drop. Candy, hey. Cold it, hey. Rain. Drop, drop, drop your light. Feel like it's candy rain in 95. Inside my ride. Here we go. You make me feel like it's candy rain in 95. Inside my ride. Like here we go.
Hey, what's up? This is Miss Tashkat. You're listening to Reverb Live, the new urban gospel talk show, giving you the latest news, live interviews, and the hottest gospel music.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Ray.
Did you know that you could be part of our live podcast by texting your comments during our live show? It's easy. All you have to do is text 313131 with the message EZ Reverb. That's the letters E, then Z, and then the word Reverb. Join us live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. Text your comments and we will read them live on the air. That's Reverb, echoing God's word to his people.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
They were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand. My hand!
And then my dad.
Ad Council.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Good family, this is your girl Master Minister Tracy
and King D3,
and you are tuned in to the Reverb Live Show. Y'all, we want to jump it right into this topic that we have today. Y'all, it's the holiday season and I love it. I am so much in the Christmas spirit. I feel like Santa's little elf or something, you know. I am so much in the Christmas spirit, but the question on the floor is, think about over all of your Christmas pastimes, what are some memorable Christmas days or Christmas moments or mornings or evenings or eves that you've had? So we want you guys to check in with us on the Reverb Live Show. All you have to do is post your comment on Instagram Live or Facebook Live or YouTube Live, and we will read them live on the air. We really want to know what has been a great, memorable Christmas pastime. All right, King D, what you got? Or we have anybody checking in?
Yeah, we definitely have some people checking in. The first person we have checking in with us is Summer Donner, checking in live with us.
Hey, Summer.
We got Miss One Stunner. We have DJ Network 33 checking in with us. We have The Light 777 checking in. D underscore Bundles, and also Walker Trekle joined into the live, man.
Okay, okay, turn up, turn up. Okay, y'all, so listen, we're going to give you a moment to think about it, all right? What have been has been your most memorable Christmas pastime, something, a moment in your life, a moment of one of your Christmases that you could think of that is something that's memorable to you, y'all. When we come back, we want you guys to post it now. But when we're going to take a quick break and come back, and then you guys can let us know what's up. We'll read them live on the air. All right, cool. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Look. You thought this was just music? Nah. This is war. Look, I do bad, I want a track. When you serving God, you bound to get attacked. Pull me out the black. Feel the spirit on me when I start to rap. God ain't got my back. Ooh, in the fire with me like your boy Meshack. Tried to get me, now I gotta get you back. Quit your hiding, boys, time to pull the mask. Time to pull the mask, tried to hold me back. Powerful attack, still my soul intact. Now I'm about to have to take it to the max. You ain't cool with that, shoot me bull with that. Ooh, look, I ain't pulling punches, I go full 100, stepping on the neck. Snake bitten, but ain't getting the effect. Satan, he don't wanna mess with the elect, no. My whole life felt neglected and depressed. Now you think I'm finna let up with the message out to you to try to get me with that wreck. Never get respect, never blind, seeing methods in effect. Benefit the flesh, step to me again. You getting met with my heavenly connect. Rapping to the death, ooh.
This should be more than you can handle. It is for me. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. Our battle is against the spiritual forces of evil.
I got some enemies sent to me, tempt me continually. Critics ain't helping me, never defending me. Perfect repentance is what they demanded me. Go tell the world by my son, he commanded me. I ain't gonna live for opinions of man, cause see, I ain't discouraged if you ain't a fan of me. Under the wing of my God like a canopy. If you can't stand the heat, guess you better stay back. If you ain't trying to feel the flame, gets it on fire. I can't let it get me to fade back. Straight facts, I ain't never afraid to get damned at. I ain't never getting swayed back to them days past. Look, I got a lot of religious people trying to pry it and proud of me. I ain't your project and I don't need all your theology. Need you to pray for me. Honestly, look, man, I'm in the book, fam. In with the good lamb. Took a stand. I got them shook, yeah. They never stood a chance. Won't advance. They got the folk in trance. Playing they only hand. I abandon all of my old advances. I do a whole commands. Ooh.
Gospel Show. They give you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
What's good, family? This is your girl, Tracy the Professor.
And King D3.
And you are listening to the Reverb Live Show. Y'all, the question that we have out there today is, Thinking back over all of your Christmas pastimes, what has been a memorable Christmas past moment for you? Queenie, what you got? Or any of our listeners post something yet?
Yeah, I definitely got to share one that one of our listeners stated. We have a listener saying they had the opportunity to go to Ghana for Christmas.
Ooh.
The motherland, they say.
They went to Ghana for Christmas?
Yeah, and only 2 years ago.
I wonder how that came about. Like, was it like a missionary trip? Was it something like, hey, y'all, we're taking a family trip. We're going back to where our folks roots came from. Yeah.
Man, I definitely got a little nosy. They allowed me into a little bit, but not all of it. She said, I had the opportunity come. I took it. I did go along, but I knew people there.
You knew people there?
Yeah, that's cut. Give us a little more information.
How about this?
On who you
can
know.
We go with you next time since you know people? Then
right.
You know, we're going with people that we could trust.
Right, exactly. I'm with T. We got another listener sharing that he had the opportunity to be in with his uncle as a little child in a Batmobile. So got a little nosy there.
He got a Batmobile?
Wow. Yeah. So I'm like, what kind of vehicle he has with a Batmobile? And the listener said he made it with cardboard. It looked so real. And he drove it around the block. He was 8 years old.
He made it with cardboard?
Yeah, man.
Dang, that's pretty dope right there.
Man,
I'm like, man, how'd you make that?
Yeah, man. So salute to you, man, for sure.
All right. So, King D, have you had any memorable pastime Christmases that you could think of?
Yeah, I have one where, my mom is huge on holidays in general. I don't care what holiday it is. She's big on it. And so I bet when you're a mom, you're going to be huge on it. You probably going to be just like my mom.
Let me tell you, my whole household going to be turned up for Christmas.
I believe it. The way you're acting here.
We're going to be ready.
I believe it. One of the Christmas holidays, I remember my mom, she was a teacher, so she spoke or she taught at schools that I went to, my siblings went to, and things like that. And I remember she invited a lot of her students over to our house.
Mm.
So, of course, you know, you feel they were our age, so we had fun, we enjoyed it. But that evening, we actually went Christmas caroling. Yes. Yes. And my mom.
Did you actually Christmas carol? What you sing? What part did you sing, King D?
Behind the scenes. That's what I said.
You sing back up?
Man,
you sing everybody back up?
Oh, my God. Hey, listen, y'all. I just want to let y'all know. I can hold a tune, I think.
Okay.
But I knew the song. I knew the lyrics. So thank God for that. But yeah, we went Christmas caroling. It was a great time. And I think what was so beautiful about it is my mom liked to make lessons out of different things.
Mm.
And when we did it with students who didn't have, you know, the family environment that was going to do so. So it was a privilege for them to come with us, but it was a privilege for us to have a moment where we made someone else light up by knocking on the door and doing something to that, you know, effect. So I will never forget it, for sure.
I want to go Christmas. I'm going to see if some friends want to go Christmas caroling with me, like, this weekend.
Oh,
we could just go around my neighborhood and just sing Christmas songs. We could just sing Jingle Bells.
Yeah, okay.
And Joy to the World. Anything that we don't have to sing a whole bunch of real notes.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Just in case, because you know it's last minute. You got to practice and all of that. So,
agreed.
Anyway, we got a listener checking in saying, man, they remember the first time that they for Christmas that they got a Sega Genesis. That must be telling their age.
Oh man, 100%.
A Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when even the game Sonic the Hedgehog, it wasn't on Nintendo series. It was on the Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way that you could even play it. So, I mean, they know about Sega. I mean, they know about the they know about Sonic, but I don't think nobody knows about Sega.
Yeah,
did they come out with a new Sega, like the little mini Sega retro games yet?
I wouldn't
like they
know.
Did the Nintendos.
I don't know because they have so many posts with, you know, what game you remember on this system? So sometimes I'd be confused whether they joking about old systems or making new ones. I'm gonna be honest with you. So yeah.
So anyway, we have another listener checking in saying, "Man, I remember when they were little, they were able to go to Canada."
Oh yeah.
For the first time. Well, they were able to go to Canada, but this was their first time ever seeing snow.
Oh, that will always be a pivotal point, in my opinion, with people at Christmas is that first if you first saw snow during a holiday like Christmas.
Yeah. that man. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Oh, man, I'm just thinking about hot chocolate and hot just fires just everything.
Hot everything. Just soup and chili and
right.
cocoa, everything. Anyway, it's awesome. I remember when I even lived in Germany. I lived in Germany and had a chance to be in Germany for during Christmas as a kid. And got a chance to go out and play in the snow. I remember the living room was so huge. It was like an upstairs thing. And everybody, all it looks like the Christmas tree was way down the other end of the living room. And it was a lot of toys and all of that kind of stuff. I know from also, I remember one of the best Christmases that I could even think of personally. Like, man, when I wrote a Christmas list, I don't know. I don't think I wrote it to Santa. I think I wrote a Christmas list and just gave it to my mom. And I think she made sure I had everything on that list. But the biggest thing that I really, really wanted, and I remember it to this day, I really wanted this game, Mousetrap.
Mousetrap.
The Mousetrap. It's like a game, but it's not a game. It's like you put it together, and I think you have to, like, you put the booby traps together.
Like a tabletop or a system?
Like a tabletop.
Okay, a tabletop game.
And
okay.
You open up the box and you put the whole mouse trap thing together. And then you have to try to trap the mouse inside of the little, I guess the little trap that comes down at the end. But you have to put the booby trap together.
Okay.
And I remember waking up and I saw everything else, but I saw mouse trap and I was like, I got
that was it. Yeah.
And I literally spent the day putting the mouse trap together, and then testing it, making sure it all worked at the end and all came down. It was beautiful.
That sounds like some random, like just real logic based. Got to put this together.
But it was like, wow, there's a game that I could put together and I could catch a mouse.
I feel that
a trap. Like, whoa, like it was cool. It was cool for me.
For sure.
Do you have any traditions that you currently do?
No, I think the only tradition I would say I have is just the music. I have to do the Christmas music. And there's something about an internal feeling I have of just like a peace, a ease, a natural joy. Those things are the most consistent every time this holiday roll around, for sure.
I know every Christmas Eve growing up, I always went to church. And they always had Christmas, not carolers, but they always started out with like Christmas caroling, meaning that there's a choir that's singing.
Okay.
And while this choir is actually singing, it allows us to sing along with them. But they are the ones who are in the mic, not us.
Wow.
You know, so it's like you get a chance to sing all of the Silent Night, and they have all of the musical deep baritone voices and the high pitched voices all kind of just kind of working together. In that, and every night, my mom, she gave me this Christmas, not onesie, but like a nightgown with long sleeves and it kind of buttoned up, and it's real colorful. And I wear that every Christmas Eve right now into Christmas. Till this day, I can still fit it.
Really?
Till this day,
go ahead, Tita. I can still fit it. Y'all better watch out. Go ahead.
I'm grateful. Listen, I had some challenging times where I was, you know, it was real close, and my neck was kind of scratching. You know, my hair couldn't get through at one point, but you know, the Lord has blessed me to be able to, you know, be comfortable in it. Okay, now you know. So. And I put on my little socks, and I have my little night onesie type thing, and yeah, man.
Salute, man. And shout out to one of our listeners who was saying, I don't know where they from, but they said, listen, my favorite Christmas memory was when we had a seafood boil.
Ooh. I need a crab leg right now, but they done went up so expensive. I'm like, what are y'all doing with the crab
legs? I don't know what's not
expensive. It's the same crabs. But, you know, shipping it to get here, it could be bananas. Anyway, y'all, the next segment that we have coming up your way is going to be the Christmas dad jokes.
Yes.
Christmas dad jokes, y'all. I hope you guys stick around, tune in with us. Don't go anywhere, y'all. It's the Reverb Live Show.
Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
stranger on the first Noel. Being treated like a stranger on the first Noel. Ain't no crowds or disciples on the first Noel. Flesh and bone just like you on the first Noel.
Yeah.
Noel.
Uh-huh.
The first Noel.
First.
Noel.
Uh-huh.
The first Noel.
Creation being groaning. Then the sun showed up. Good morning. Even those who waited for him. Could've looked him in the eyes and wouldn't know him. I'd like to say that I would, but I can't, bro. Who would've known that a baby would rain on? The one who made the skies, he cried. Still surprised you could swear to love God. Spotlight, give him center stage. Follow North Star, down the interstate. Silly shit, we went astray. But he a brat, not a middle age. Hard carpenter, can't renovate. Can't serve, gave me word on the dinner plate. But who would've known that this babe was the king on the throne?
The first Noel. Noel. The first Noel.
The people be yearning for some hope, but the folks kept turning him away. He was born with the vermin. Living word, he the last great sermon. He descended to a sinner's speed. They rejected him, who brought them what they really need. Creation's groans are attacked. Drowned out by the baby's first cry. Lift him up, he the centerpiece. Came to his own, it was bittersweet. He was in the womb, plotting in a piece. Made friends, had enemies. The winning streak, it ain't finna cease. Baby clothes, getting cloak is divinity. Yeah. Who would've known that this babe was the king on the throne?
Baby laying in the manger
on the first
Noel.
Yeah, yeah.
Being treated like a stranger
like
on the first Noel. Ain't no crowds or disciples
when
on the first Noel. Flesh and bone just like you on the
first. Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't that easy to find you.
Yeah.
But now that I'm I see all the light that's inside you.
See.
A river that's flowing, unending grace. Noel.
On the first.
Noel.
Yeah.
The first Noel.
Yes, sir.
Noel.
Uh-huh.
The first Noel.
Inspiring, informative, and entertaining. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Good family, this is your girl Tracy the Professor
and Cooker King D3,
and you are listening in to the Reverb Live Show with our homeboy DJ Rain. As a matter of fact, we have a special guest coming in, checking in with us, who called in to tell us a few dad jokes, Christmas dad jokes, and that is our homeboy DJ Rain. DJ Rain, what's good, boss?
Hey, what's good? What's good, Reverb Live family? What's good, Reverb Live crew? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. All right, so all right, this segment, awesome. We are working on, we are spreading some holiday joy. And we are spreading some Christmas dad jokes. King D, you got any dad jokes with you?
Yeah, I got to start this one off
start
good.
What you got?
All right, so this Christmas dad joke is simply says, why do reindeer like Beyonce so much?
I don't know why.
Well, according to the dad who wrote this, it says because she slays.
Ah!
I was like, oh,
that's good. That's
yeah,
good.
Salute
that's
to that
a millennial dad,
dad
yes. joke.
All right, DJ Ray, what you got, boss?
All right, here's a classic dad joke. I've told this about 5 years in the running. What do Santa's little helpers learn at school?
What do they learn at school?
I hope arithmetic.
Candy? I don't
the
know.
The alphabet.
Okay.
The alphabet.
That's solidified. That's solidified.
That's hilarious. Okay. What do you get? I mean, what do you call a bunch of chess players bragging about their game in the hotel lobby?
Chess.
What it's do you call? Yeah. What do you call a bunch of chess players bragging about their game in a hotel lobby?
when you just want to be like narcissistic.
Right. No, you actually call them, you call it chestnuts roasting in the open for you.
Okay. Okay. I like that. I didn't see a, I didn't okay, see a song
that's cool,
coming.
That's cool.
Let's see. This dad joke says, what did Santa say when he stepped into a big puddle?
Oh, shoot.
I would hope he said that first. But then after old shoot, he said, it must have rained, dear.
Ah!
Hey,
that's cute. DJ Ren, what you got, boss?
Tracy, this one is for you, since you work out a lot. What do you call a snowman with a six pack? An abdominal snowman.
Oh, that's hard.
I was about to say
abdomen, abdominal,
snowman,
not abominable.
Yeah, I like that one. Actually, you need to save that one for next year.
All right, so I got another one. Let's see. How does Christmas Day end? How does Christmas Day end?
Happily ever after.
Nope. With the letter Y. D-A-Y. Christmas
Day. Did you write it?
Right. That was one of
the...
That reminds me of social media when they go around asking very simple questions, but you overthink it. Yeah, so, all right, you got me on air. So, let me see if I get... let me see if I
what
can you get
got?
You back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this one should be simple. What's every elf's favorite type of music?
Elf music?
Okay, Rain, what does elves typically do for Christmas?
They help.
What do they help do?
I don't know.
Something with toys. Well, they help wrap toys, so their favorite music must be...
Oh,
let's get it, man.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta send them the next project coming out, man. I gotta send me the project to the elf, man.
Okay. DJ Rain, what you got?
Who are you talking to?
Man,
DJ Rain, what you got?
Oh, it's my turn. Okay, here goes one. What are the best Christmas sweaters made from? What are the best Christmas sweaters made from?
Yarn?
Trees.
They're made of Fleece Navidad.
Okay.
Fleece Navidad. Fleece Navidad.
Hashtag cue the music. That's clutch.
Okay, who is never hungry at Christmas?
Easy. Santa.
All right. Anybody else? Nope. Okay. Who is never hungry at Christmas? The turkey. He is always stuffed.
that's a good one.
Okay, all right, all right. That's good. Listen, I got one. Since we're talking hunger, let's stay in the food section, or the edible, I'll say, section. Where do Santa's reindeer stop for coffee? This is a layup.
The North Pole.
This is a layup, Brain. Where do Santa's reindeer stop for coffee?
Starbucks.
There you go,
for
T.
Real?
Yes, there it is. I was throwing
what
the layup.
Did she say?
Starbucks.
Okay. DJ Brain, what you got?
All right. I got one. This is one I wanted to tell D last time, since we're talking about food. I forgot to tell you this.
Okay.
What are turkeys thankful for on Thanksgiving?
I got it. I already know it. The turkey on Thanksgiving is thankful for not being the one on the plate.
Nope.
Okay. Ouch.
Turkeys are thankful for vegans.
Oh, man. Well, no problem, turkeys. I love you too.
That's cute. Okay, how do you wash your hands over the holidays?
Over the when you want to change carefully to slayfully,
with sanitizer.
Bro, here's the problem. Overheard before the show and still didn't get it right. Well, we're gonna go with this one. I was literally going to say the same one, y'all, but we got another dad tuning in. He says, what happens if you eat Christmas decorations?
What happens if you eat Christmas decorations?
Yeah, and I'm not even going to flex.
You get full.
Y'all might have to help me with this one. It says you get
tinselitis.
Oh, tinselitis.
That you put on the decorate the silver and gold stuff that you throw.
Okay, got you, man. Tinselitis. I was like, where's that dad going with this one?
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay,
I got one last one, and then I gotta go.
Okay, good. Take us out with a bang.
All right. What did the doctor prescribe to the gingerbread man for a sore knee?
Gingerbread ice cream sore knee.
Ooh, close. The doctor said try icing it.
Oh, okay. Icing. Hey, that's clutch.
Thank you, DJ Rain, for checking in with us during this segment of our Christmas dad jokes. We hear that you are definitely being a dad in the background.
Absolutely.
Three kids back here.
So
in the
go
background.
Ahead and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Say hi, Reverb.
Hey guys.
Salute, man.
Alright guys, thank you so much for checking in with the Reverb Live Show. Listen, before we tell you how we could share some of our past episodes, got one more Christmas joke.
Okay.
Why do you never see Santa in the hospital? Don't you say it. You better.
I don't even remember
it. You don't
it.
Remember?
I don't.
He says because he always has elf care.
Right.
He has
elf
personal
care,
private
right.
elf care. He has personal private elf care. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the Reverb Live Show today, y'all. It's been a pleasure, and it's been full of so much laughter today. But if you have missed any of our past episodes, or if you want to go back and re-listen to this one, King D, how can they do that?
Y'all can do that at SoundCloud, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, or Spreaker. Like, comment, and share our material.
And if you have any questions, topic ideas, if you just want to show us some love, hit us up at info@reverbliveshow.com. We'd love to hear from you. All right, guys, we'll see you guys next go round. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
The Urban Gospel Show.
That gives you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.